About 3 years ago, my farm was nothing to write home about. Then I decided to be part of the Red Plus initiative, and it has been a great journey. This year, my cocoa trees have given me more yields, and it is because of the shade trees I planted, and I am happy.
Farmers in West Africa supply most of the world's cocoa, the basic ingredients for one of the world's best-loved foods, chocolate. In Ghana, cocoa farmers are producing larger harvests while growing trees that help fight climate change. In the process, they build better lives for themselves and their families. Learn about it here on Get Ready, brought to you by the World Bank and the Forest Carbon Partnership Facility. I am Eugene Fongwa.
My name is Adwoa Akia. I come from Nixei Odurokrom.
Akia works her 15-acre cocoa farm in the western part of central Ghana. The farm is her livelihood, so improving its ability to make money improves life for her and her family. But it is not easy, and Akia, like farmers all over the world, also must deal with more unpredictable weather resulting from climate change, a worsening climate trend that threatens the health of the whole planet. Trees fight climate change by taking carbon pollution out of the air, and in Ghana, shade from the taller trees provide the cocoa trees, which are shorter, cover from the sun.
The shade trees have been very helpful, and I don't allow anyone to cut shade trees in my farm. If you're a farmer, you need to grow shade trees because it nourishes the soil, and in turn, you will get a lot of yield.
Akia began to take part in a program called Red Plus. Red Plus is based on the fact that trees store carbon, which is a chemical that contributes to climate change. Red Plus fights climate change by supporting governments and farmers in protecting forested area through compensation. This compensation is based on measurements of how much carbon their trees remove from the air.
Since I decided to adopt this initiative, it has really helped me because the Red Plus initiative, we were taught how to grow shade trees on the cocoa farm. And due to this, my cocoa trees are very healthy and strong.
The additional knowledge can make a huge difference. Farmer Nana Kofi Owusu lives in the Ashanti region, east of where Akia lives.
After cultivating and during the time for harvesting and looking at how big my farm is, I was expecting to harvest more, but I only had 20, 30 bags of cocoa beans, which was not encouraging. However, the Cocoa Board and the Forestry Commission approached us with the Red Plus initiative. They inspected my farm and taught me best farming practices that have helped me to produce more yields. One significant practice they taught me is the growing of shade trees. The Cocoa Board taught us how to apply fertilizer on our cocoa farm and how to prune our trees. These practices define our farming methods, and I saw massive improvement. Now, yearly, I harvest from 50 to 60 and sometimes 70 bags.
Michael Eko Amao, who is with the Cocoa Board, says crop yields are up across the Red Plus program.
We were doing, before the start of the Red Plus program, we were doing a little above 400 kilos per hectare. I think we were doing 453 kilos per hectare. But after the implementation of the Red Plus programs or strategies or interventions, production has increased, productivity has increased to about 600 kilos per hectare. That should be a little over 20% increase.
In addition to shade trees, cocoa farmers are learning to diversify. Owusu Faustina shares her experience.
As part of the initiative, we were taught how to cultivate ginger, I am currently standing in my ginger farm, which covers 8 acres of land. We planted 36 bags of ginger, and in return we will harvest about 300-400 bags in return, which is a good return and will be a cash crop for us. When we add the ginger to our cocoa cultivation, we are able to make more money, and the returns from the ginger especially far outweigh what we make from our cocoa crop most of the time. So while we wait for the harvest time for cocoa, we can depend on the proceeds from our other crops like ginger to feed and take care of our family.
Although government agencies help farmers, the farmers themselves, on the local level, control their livelihoods. Daniel Amponsa is head of an organization of farmers that work with Red Plus.
Every farmer was placed into a group at the community level where we were taken through the Red Plus initiative. For the Red Plus project, apart from receiving technical advice on best farming practices, grievance feedback and redress mechanism was set up for farmers to channel their issues through.
Farmers working with officials in the program can choose among the type of help they can get through the program, such as seedlings, fertilizers, farming equipment, and pruning and weeding devices. Akia says Red Plus has helped her to make improvements in her life and the life of her family.
I have 5 children that I take care of. I also take care of my sibling children, and I help all of them with the extra money I make on my farm due to the Red Plus initiative I adopted. We use the money to pay their school fees and any other projects we are engaged in.
There's a crucial interest in the environment as well. Ya Asantewa of the Sekiere Krom Community East, where Owusu and Akia live, is president of the Cocoa Farmers Organization in the community and the woman organizer on its board.
On the type of shade trees, we were told of climate implications if we do not have trees on the farm, so I planted them. Now, I do not have the situation where the farm is dry. There is a combination of both moisture and dryness. The pruning has also made my farm airy and carbon dioxide circulates. I have recommended the Red Plus initiative to other cocoa farmers because I have seen tremendous improvement and I have achieved a lot.
Get Ready is a production of the World Bank and Developing Radio Partners. I'm Eugene Fongwa.